Welcome to Make Campus Feel Great Again Day from UBC. You are listening to the show, Natural Chemicals Around Us. I'm your old friend Dina. Please fix your ears on our amazing podcast today, and you will find the magical chemicals around in your life. Good morning, afternoon, and evening. Dina is speaking here. Before starting, here are a few questions. Have you ever drank tea? Have you ever heard of tea trees in Australia? Do you know about tea tree oil? Today, our topic is tea tree oil, not just oil. And we have three guests today. Let's welcome Dr. Choi, Professor Chung, and Professor Zhou. Let's say hello to our audience.
Hello, first. Thank you for inviting me to this amazing podcast. I'm Song Choi, and I'm here as a chemistry researcher.
Hi, everyone. I'm biology professor Joy. It's great to be here and have a nice conversation with you all. And here is my partner, Alan.
Hi, everyone. This is Alan. Thank you for inviting me and my partner, Joe. Both of us are very happy to attend this event to talk about our latest research on tea tree oil and answer your question about tea tree oil.
So last week, when I was browsing Amazon, I saw an essential oil product called tea tree oil. The sellers advertised their products to kill mold in the house and even cure acne. However, I'm wondering what exactly is tea tree oil, to abbreviate TTO, and does it really have an antimicrobial effect?
Yes, that's a good question.
Oh, I heard that you major in organic chemistry in your PhD degree, so you must be an expert on this topic. Can you share your ideas with us?
Of course, I'm glad to introduce tea tree oil. Above all, TTO has an antimicrobial and antifungal function to some degree.
Aha! So the sellers are not cheating. Wait, is tea tree oil just the essential oil purified from tea tree? I mean, the tea tree with the tea leaves that British drink three times a day? I'm just kidding.
It seems that the idea of British love drinking tea has been deeply rooted in people's mind. But actually, the name tea tree oil is kinda misnomer. It's an oil steam distilled from Malacca alternifolia, also called tea tree, but it's not the one that we always mention. Has anyone heard of this plant?
Yes, I remember when I traveled to Australia, the native told me it's a kind of Australian native plant. It's a kind of beautiful garden tree, street tree, and windbreak tree, and I really like its flowers.
Oh yeah, the cute tiny flower flowers, I love them too.
Yes, you guys are right. The special tree in Australia, Malacca alternifolia, not only has ornamental value, but it's only a kind of cash crop since tea tree oil is made from it.
Well, I'm still wondering. What is TTO composed of? Why can't it kill the mold?
Well, TTO is composed of about a dozen of phytochemicals, which are bioactive chemicals that are discovered in plants and are just advantageous to human health like antioxidants. Then, I believe you see the word AG defined in some cosmetics advertisements. They usually include chemicals that contribute to a cancer inhibition effect and collectively feature the composition of TTO as phytochemicals. Eucalyptus is the main component of eucalyptus oil that is also well known as natural antiseptic.
Wow, how quick and essential oil have so many good effects. The one who discovered it must be a genius.
Haha, yes. TTO was even used during World War II to treat wounds. Nowadays, it is usually used as a firm coating on computer keyboards in hospitals as an acne treatment and antifungal cleanser. That indicates TTO does have a certain level of ability to kill bacteria and cure skin issues.
Fantastic! That's good news for me. I'm disturbed by my mold in my house for several months, but I'm curious how TTO kills the fungus, and is it really safe for human beings to use it in the room?
Good question. Actually, TTO oil can cause a cell death by making the cell members of organisms more permeable, as this causes irreversible damage due to the loss of cellular components, and it is safe when it's diluted. Just don't make it too concentrated, more is less, you know the saying goes.
Wait, membrane permeable? I'm kinda confused. You know, I didn't learn biology well when I was in my high school.
Well, saying by analogy, oil is a hammer and the fungi soil is a house. The hammer breaks the windows and doors of the house, so that thieves and robbers will come in and ruin the house.
Oh, thanks to the analogy. I finally understand. I've heard that you and your student did a few experiments on TTO recently. Would you like to introduce them to us?
Yes, of course. In our first experiment, we put four identical slices of bread divided into four groups. There was one original and one was spread with water. The other two slices of bread were spread with 10 milliliters of 0.06% and 0.24% concentration of cocoa oil respectively. These four pieces of bread were placed in a dark room and maintained at a temperature of 25 degrees, which is good for mold to grow. We observed the mold growth daily and the data on the average number of mold for 7 days.
Oh, so how was the result?
So after cultivating for 7 days, we got our data table. There are about 12 colonies on the single white bread and 17 colonies on the bread with pure water. And would you like to guess how many colonies are on the two pieces of TTO oil bread?
8, I guess.
That's too large.
Then 3?
Aha, false. That's a lot. You got only one chance left.
Oh, no way. Don't tell me there are no colonies at all.
Bingo is zero.
Oh my god, it could definitely be treated as a new effective bactericide.
Yeah, this experiment preliminarily revealed the antifungal effects of tea tree oil. But for further application, more experiments are needed. For example, we need to test the minimum effects concentration of tea tree oil and the toxicity to human if applied to food.
Well, I hope I won't be toxic if I accidentally drop the tea tree oil on my breakfast. So, what about the second experiment? Like, what's the purpose of it?
So, for the second experiment, we aim to test whether TTO is toxic to yeast.
Wow, if the result is not at all, then it's possible to add TTO in bread and wine to promote longer quality green tea period.
Yes, you have got it. So in this experiment, we test the effect of 0.25% of TTOs on S. cereus, one of the most popular yeast on our daily life. Here we have four groups to test the effect of TTO on the yeast. One of them formed with 100 mm of water, 2% yeast, and sugar. One is water plus yeast, and the other is water plus sugar. And the last one is water plus sugar and a few drops of TTO.
So, in general, we need to compare the difference between the bottle with TTO and yeast and the bottle with the yeast only. Am I right?
Bingo, roughly you are right.
Yay! But I'm still curious about what's the index to measure the difference?
That's a good question. So in general, we are comparing the differences in the amount of the gas produced with and without the effect of TTO. The gas produced with the collected by covered the bowl with the balloon, and the data was recorded by placed it in the hot water for 40 minutes.
Wait, why would it produce gases? What are those gases composed of?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to explain that. So actually, the yeast is the yeast can breathe, but the breath of the yeast is not the same as humans, which depresses the sugar and oxygen into water and carbon dioxide.
Wow, yeast can breathe too. I didn't know that before.
In fact, every creature, including microbes and plants, can breathe. Well, yeast can breathe without oxygen and directly produce carbon dioxide from glucose. Just like how our humans breathe in the less oxygen and produce lactic acid. That's why we measure the diameter of the balloon filled with the gas, the yeast, to test its reliability.
I believe I learned something new from your saying. Besides, I'm really curious about the result. Would you like to tell us about it?
Certainly, sure. So for the result, the diameter of balloon did not remarkably change when we add tea tree oil solution to the yeast, which means that tea tree oil at low concentration didn't not significant toxical to the yeast.
So, I would like to guess TTO might be a potential natural synthesizer for household for its antifungal function in low concentrations.
TTO is an effective healing agent which is used to heal skin, hair, and the body. Also, it can be used as a natural formula.
So, at this point, who want universalism?
Yes. Cancer terpenes in TTO are incredibly difficult for the body to process. We could never follow them. If you consume high amount, it can do serious damage to the liver and kidneys. So make sure that the oil should always be properly labeled and kept out of reach of children and pets.
That's so scary. Are there any other interesting facts about TTO?
During World War II, anyone who produced tea tree oil as a profession was excluded from the draft until there was enough tea tree oil available for hospitals and to be filled in first aid kits for soldiers.
I'm glad I wasn't born during World War II. You know, I can't produce TTO. I'm just a host. But I believe you are a lucky dog, Dr. Choi.
Actually, scientists are still working to find more chances for global supply. For example, fungal skin infections are currently a clinical problem to be solved. And because of their antibacterial and anti-inflammatory activity, TTO can be used as a complement to antibacterial drugs. Also, preliminary TTO shows inhibition towards cancer, but it can definitely need to be proven through more experiments before being applied to patients.
Wow, I can't believe an essential oil has such mass effects. Okay, dear audience, I'm so sad we're about to say goodbye. I believe all of us had a fulfilling time with our three experts. Anyway, I can say I learned a lot. So I decided to place tea tree essential oil in my Amazon cart when I get back home. Hopefully, it can help me to deal with the basement fungal issue.
That's a good idea. But remember to dilute the essential oil if you don't want the stimulating smell to fill your basement and for months.
That's true. I won't forget the over-concentrated smell of tea tree oil in my lab.
Oh, yes, you're right. As the saying goes, more is less. Okay, so, Dr. Choi, Professor Zhou, and Professor Cheng, I appreciate the amazing knowledge you have for us today.
No problem. It's very meaningful to popularize science for you and our audience.
Yes, that's true. I really enjoyed this period of time.
I will be glad to be invited next time.
My pleasure. Make chemistry feel good again is always open for you. So, this is the end of today's UBCV. You are welcome to visit our reference pages through the link below. And for listening to our previous podcast or wanting to get a notification of podcast updating, please follow us and join the big family of UBCV fans. Okay, it's time to say goodbye. Hope all of you have a nice day. See you next in our podcast.
Bye.